Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, verse 27, we read Jesus speaking, "You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell." Okay, so this is jarring. There's no way around it. And in this section of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus gets really serious when it comes to battling sin, because it is serious business. Now, Jesus says, if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Now, let's be clear. Jesus is being hyperbolic. But when it comes to gaining victory over sin, Jesus really does advocate decisive action. Because you know as well as I do that oftentimes tapering off, weaning yourself off, cutting back a bit on sinful behavior is not a significant enough adjustment. It's just not. When doing battle with sin, you've got to cut it out. Now, sin does have this kind of cancerous quality to it. And if we don't get serious about removing it, it just has a way of growing out of control and taking over our entire lives. Unchecked sin can lead to a kind of spiritual death. So Jesus advocates radical action. While we need to pray for the Lord's assistance to address our sinful behavior, because you know it's very difficult to perform surgery on oneself, we need to pray about it. There are steps we can actually take to address our unhealthy tendencies. I mean, if you are in the habit of whiling away the hours viewing pornography on the internet or gambling online, you know, it's time to cut the connection. If you're engaged in an extramarital flirtation that threatens to turn into something more, well, you know what? It's time to delete that phone number and stay out of touch. If you drink too much, if you get crude and hurtful when you're out with the guys or girls, it may be time to start hanging out with some new friends. If you're prone to negativity, gossip, harsh critique of others, close your mouth. Commit to a discipline of silence when you feel yourself tempted to speak ill of others. If you don't, Jesus is clear. You may find yourself in a kind of hell. Sin, like a cancer, will take over and ruin your life and your relationships if you're not careful, if you're not prayerful. When you're bound by sin, when you're being overrun by your lusts and swept away by your desires, it's time to get serious. It's time to cut it out. It's time for radical surgery. I mean, this is a hard but really truly important word for those of us who desire to claim the freedom of forgiveness and love and new life that Jesus offers us. So the question I want you to wrestle with is simply this. You know what your sins are. You don't have to trumpet them to the world, but between you and the Lord, what sin do you need to get serious about removing from your life? Think about it. And then as far as a practice, make a choice. You got to pray about this, but make a choice to stop one unhealthy behavior today. Literally get rid of it or remove it from yourself, whatever that temptation is or whatever you're viewing that tempts you. Resolve to cut it out once and for all. So let's pray about that. Lord God, you know where we falter. You know the behaviors and vices that we need to rid from our lives. You know how we desire to be better people than we currently are. You also know as well as we do, Lord, that we cannot do this on our own. We need you to help us break free from the sin that clings too closely to us. Lord God, we ask that you would grant us the courage, the strength, the resolve to cut sins from our lives that keep us from you and keep us from being the best of ourselves. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.